Welcome to Season 5 of the Twin Flame Truth Podcast. I'm El Hari, number one international best-selling author and Twin Flame in Ascension alchemist, writer, teacher, and coach. A huge benefit and reason for the Twin Flame journey is for your purpose to become clear to you. As such, many of our students feel called to help others with their Twin Flame journeys. It's also not surprising that they develop an entrepreneurial spirit, since professional, financial, and creative growth is directly correlated to spiritual development. This is why we launched our groundbreaking Twin Flame Coaching Certification and Business Academy this year with astounding success. In this academy, we not only train and certify future coaches in our industry-leading, no-fail process and methods, but we also help them establish and grow thriving coaching businesses of their own. I'm beyond excited and grateful for everyone who chooses to devote their livelihood to this endeavor, as it helps me further my own personal mission and purpose to help as many people as possible throughout the world with their twin flame and spiritual ascension journeys. The diversity of our students in this program is enabling us to help people in numerous languages and countries and provide a plethora of choices and coaches for people in different situations, such as, for example, people experiencing a twin flame journey who are autistic or have other special needs. If you feel at all called to help others on their journey, either now or in the future, we would love the opportunity to provide you with the very best training and support in starting and growing a thriving coaching business that not only fulfills your purpose and provides a lucrative lifestyle for yourself, but also guides others through the most important thing they will ever experience throughout any of their lifetimes. If this is of interest to you, please click the link in the show notes and schedule a clarity consultation to find out more about this amazing, life-changing opportunity. The only requirement to be accepted is that you are experiencing a twin flame journey yourself. You can enroll in our Twin Flame Coaching Certification and Business Academy, no matter where you are in your journey and whether or not you are in contact with your twin flame. The tuition for the academy can be tax deductible as a business expense. Please confirm this with your CPA or tax advisor, as I do not dispense tax advice, though. And multiple funding options are available. Partial scholarships may also be available if you're fluent in another language and are willing and able to provide translation services. Please ask your Clarity coach if this is something that interests you to see if you qualify. As with previous seasons, the episodes in Season 5 have been taken from previous recordings of my Twin Flame Truth TV series. Thanks so much for your continued support, and I hope you enjoy and resonate with Season 5. Lots of love. Hey guys, it's time for Twin Flame Truth TV. I'm El Hari, Twin Flame alchemist, writer, teacher, and coach. And welcome to the final episode of the season, of the year, and of the decade. And in this episode, I wanted to discuss a couple things. As we look forward to the new year and we set intentions for the new year and for the new decade, you know, I wanted to help you maybe stop worrying about setting intentions regarding your twin flame journey. You know, regarding the twin flame journey, our fear-based push energy always thinks we need to be doing something. It always wants to do something. I'm like, what can I do to move on my journey? What can I do to balance? What can I do to be in my twin flame? What can I do, right? It always wants to do things. The only thing, I mean, that you really need to do, which isn't really doing anything, is just relax. It'd be really great if in this new year and even over these holiday season and even in, you know, for the whole the next decade, to just relax. Let go of the wheel. Stop trying to do. It's not about doing anything. It's about letting go of the wheel of trying to control your journey, trying to control what happens, and allowing your soul to take over, allowing your soul to guide you. Because your soul is orchestrating everything in your life. It always has been, and it always will. Your mind doesn't like that. Your mind thinks it's in control, and your mind is controlled by your fear-based energy. So it doesn't like to hear that. It doesn't want you to believe that. But your soul is always orchestrating everything in your life. And of course, it's orchestrating this journey for you. And so really, I mean, it's so challenging sometimes to just let go of trying to take things into our own hands and, you know, do whatever we can to advance along our journey and, you know, be with our twin flame. But honestly, that's not helping because that is your fear-based push energy doing that. And remember,
when we feed our fear-based push energy by believing it, by enacting what it wants us to do, then, you know, it just grows bigger and it pushes out farther and it causes our twin flame to pull away further, right? So that's not what we want to do. And it causes us, you know, to feel like crap. So what we want to do is we want to stop worrying about doing anything. Stop focusing on what we have to do. Relax, be present. And when you're present, you allow your soul to take over. And your soul is guiding you perfectly. It's perfectly guiding you. And your soul will bring you to exactly what you truly desire, your exact destiny in the divine perfect timing, right? And you know, if all it takes is just trust and belief in your soul. And remember, trust and belief. When we trust and believe in something or someone, what does that generally mean? Well, it means we love them, right? And remember, this journey is ultimately about loving ourselves. And so when you trust and believe in your soul, and there's no better way to do that than to just really let go and just know and believe that it is guiding you along the way. And there's nothing you have to do to help that along. There's nothing you have to do. You have to notice where your fear-based push energy and your mind want to come in to try to do things and try to think things about things and try to analyze things and logically figure things out. But that's all. You just need to watch for that. Otherwise, there's nothing to do. Sit back, relax, let go, let your soul take over. I mean, your soul's going to take over anyway, but anything you try to do just kind of like gets in the way of that. It slows things down. So instead of focusing on what we can do, we need to just let go, relax, and allow our soul to take over. That is trusting and believing in our soul, trusting and believing in ourselves, which is also what? Loving ourselves. And of course, that is the ultimate point and purpose of this entire journey, is to learn how to love ourselves as a soul. So what better way to do that than to trust and believe in ourselves, in our soul? And, you know, like I said before, the soul will range everything. It has everything. It'll bring everything to you, right to you. You don't even have to get up. You don't have to leave your house or get up off your butt. Your soul will bring it all to you in divine, perfect timing. Now, this leads me, with the changing of the year and the decade, of course, you know, we go to time and we look back at like how much time has passed and, you know, all that other good stuff. But remember, time is an illusion of just the physical world. Time does not exist in any other dimension but the 3D dimension. And it's fine and perfect for, like, you know, we have appointments to set and all that and like everyday living life. But for the twin flame journey, it's irrelevant. It really is. It has nothing whatsoever to do with this journey. It has nothing whatsoever to do with your soul. Your soul knows no time. Your soul is timeless. Your soul is eternal. Your soul, I mean, they say like something like what? Cockroaches, the only things that are going to survive like a nuclear attack or something like that. No, your soul survives every death, every lifetime, every birth. You know, your soul is what's always there. It's constant. It's eternal. And so, you know, because of that, it has no sense of time. Every lifetime to your soul is just like a second, probably, right? It's just like an instant, a moment, you know, because it just goes on forever. There's no sense of time. There is no end. There is no destination. There is no finality. It's infinite, right? And so when there's no end like that, you know, there is no sense of time. There's no sense of time taking too long or moving too slowly or moving too quickly, right? There's none of that. And so there's so many people that I see on this journey that, you know, they get it. They resonate. They resonate with my videos. And I love to thank you guys that all reach out to me about how much my videos resonate. It's just amazing. And it's just, I'm so happy. So many people are resonating with these. But you know, they resonate with the videos, or even like they buy my teachings and, more on that in a second as well, but they buy my teachings, or they, you know, are even students in my coaching programs, and, you know, they're moving right along and they're doing so great. And again, they're just learning how to identify their fear-based push energy in things and how then not to feed that fear-based push energy anymore. Right. And they relax and they're learning to trust themselves and love their soul and allow their soul to bring everything in divine, perfect timing until all of a sudden they're feeling really awesome and they feel neutral and they feel balanced. And then, you know, after a while they're like, oh wait, but you know, their twin flame is magnetized in, and then, you know, their fear-based push energy comes back in, and then they get like, well, this is, you know, the fear-based push energy comes in, they push out too far, they want to start doing things again, you know, and the fear-based push energy comes in instead of relaxing and letting the soul take its course, you know, as it's been working up until that point and doing everything according to divine plan and divine perfect timing, you know, then they want to take over control again. The fear-based push energy wants to take control again. And so that happens, which is fine and perfect. But then, you know, then the sense of timing comes in. And then, you know, people get very discouraged sometimes because they're like, you know, why is this taking so long? Or I'm never going to be with my twin flame. Or, you know, it is a process, guys. It is a process. And there's no set time frame, right? Everyone's journey is unique and individual. Everyone's journey takes different amounts of time in terms of physical time. Why? Because the soul knows no time. It goes to your soul and everyone else's soul. There is no time, right? What I'm saying is, don't let your fear-based energy think that it's never going to happen, that you need to give up because, you know, you're not seeing things happen, you know, or materialize physically with your twin flame yet. Because again, there is no end goal. There is no end result. There is no end. It's infinite and eternal. And, you know, so there is no time. Now, do my teachings and coaching program help move it along faster than it would? Do you learn that? Yes. But, you know, it still, there is no time. And what is fast for one person is not as fast as another, right? So, and there's no sense in comparing anything either with anyone else, because that's also your fear-based push energy, wanting to make it a competition. Why does it want to make it a competition? It likes to make it a competition because it looks at this as there's a prize to win. The prize it thinks it has to win is being with your twin flame physically, right? But we can't have it be like that, because when you look at it like that, whenever you have a sense of the timing taking too long, or, you know, my journey is not going as fast as this other person's journey, or I'm not resonating with this as quickly or as well as this other person, or I'm not feeling balanced anymore as this person. You know, when you do all that kind of stuff, that is just because your fear-based energy is looking at it like, well, why does it want to do all those things better than someone else? Because it looks like there's a prize to be won, and that is to be with your twin flame. And yes, while that is the ultimate outcome that your soul will bring to you without you having to do anything, you know, you can't look at it like that. Remember, we cannot do this journey focused on that. That cannot be your intention for doing this journey. Your intention for doing this journey must be on just feeling better and getting to know yourself and to love yourself. Your conscious intention in your mind can never be with a focus of being with your twin flame or getting your twin flame. It could be the focus of never feeling like crap again, ever, you know, but it can never be a focus of being with your twin flame. Why? Because that is all push fear-based energy. And as long as that's there, is the intention underneath everything that you're doing, until you set that intention and set it to not have that be your intention, to have it be just a focus on yourself, to love yourself, to know yourself, to have like miracles happen and be brought to your feet, then, you know, it's never going to be able to magnetize in your twin flame. You're never going to be able to even be with your twin flame physically, as long as the intention is to be with your twin flame. That's the twin flame paradox. And it's a known thing. My teacher Leora said the twin flame paradox, that's what it is. You have to really let go of the need or the want or the yearning or the longing, the physical desire of being with your twin flame in order to then be with your twin flame. Because that yearning, that need, that longing, that desire, that's all fear-based push energy. And that's where the whole need to, or the thought that you need to do something to get that need, to get that want, to get that desire, the whole thought that it's taking too long because we're trying to get this or we want this or we need this, we're yearning for this. That's all fear-based energy. It's all pushing out towards your twin flame, and then what? Your twin flame pulls away, right? So if we just relax, we just let go, we honestly trust and believe in our soul. And, you know, when our fear-based push energy tries to come in, and it will and it does, and it's created to do that, which is perfect, then we just notice it, we identify it, and we say, nope, not today. I'm just going to trust my soul, because my soul is directly from source, and it's perfect. And it's guided me and orchestrated everything in all of my lifetimes, in between all my lifetimes, and it will forever and eternity. And it's so much more powerful and so much stronger, so much more loving and perfect than my mind and my fear-based energy could ever be, right? So I wanted to leave you with that for the final episode of the season and as we head into the new year, new decade, and the holiday season. So right before I go, though, I just want to let you know of a winter solstice special. Speaking of my teachings, they are on sale for 40% off through Saturday, December 21st. So I put the link in the description of this video and in this post. So definitely click on it and check it out. You can see what other people have said about of my teachings. They're called The Process, Do It Yourself System. They're instant downloads and they're 40% off through winter solstice. So through Saturday. So until the end of the day, Saturday, they're 40% off. But definitely click the link and you can instantly download them. Plus, when you do that and you order them through Saturday, you get free admission to the Process Members Club, which is a very active, supportive, awesome Facebook group on here. It's a private Facebook group and it's for all people going through this do-it-yourself system so that they have, you know, people to bounce ideas off of and share things. And I go in there every once in a while and share a live video exclusively for them as well. And they also get exclusive deals, bonuses, prizes, discounts, all that kind of stuff as well. So definitely check out that link and have an amazing, amazing end of year. Happy New Year, happy new decade. And I will see you in 2020. Lots of love.